I would now like to ask a very special guest to the microphone who will be speaking about his experience with hospice care for his beloved wife, Judy. Please welcome John Van Duser.
Years ago, many years ago, two men met in secret. It was late at night, and they met on a rooftop far from the crowds, the prying eyes, the listening ears. And during that conversation, one man said to the other, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son." And maybe, just maybe in that moment, Jesus said, or he smiled, or he made some indication that he was that Son of God. And then Jesus continued by saying, "And whosoever believes in him will have eternal life, will never perish." Nicodemus, who, despite being a high priest, was searching for God, and in that moment he realized that God was with him, that God had always been with him. Emmanuel, God is with us. When your wife is dying, it's easy to feel alone. It's easy to feel isolated. It's easy to feel abandoned. But I never did. Judy was a child of God, and God loved her enough that while she was still young, he took her home to live with him, to be with him forever. Judy was called home last July, but before she went home, she went to a home away from home. She went to Emmanuel House for 10 days. And that was the time that God needed to get his angels aligned and to enable the people here on earth to minister to Judy the way she had ministered to them. 10 days is the time that it took to facilitate Judy's passage from her earthly home to her heavenly home. Living in East Stony Creek, Winona, we are 6 doors from the Grimsby border. We thought we could go to McNally House, but it wasn't able to receive us. So we thought about Bob Kemp up on the mountain, but it was full. And we received a call, and that call saying that a space was open at St. Peter's Hospital. Now, I love St. Peter's Hospital, but I had made Judy a solemn promise, no more hospitals. You see, she had suffered from rheumatoid arthritis for 20 years. And this debilitating disease, crippling enough that she had to curtail her work in 2018 and end it all together in 2019. That was enough. And then she got cancer in 2021. She was in and out of hospital a lot. 1 surgery, 3 oncologists, 7 911 calls. 27 rounds of chemo, 15,000 prescription pills. Finally, we had had it up to here with the medical system. We had it up to here with the doctors, but never the nurses. Never the nurses. And yes, we had had it up of hospitals. We just wanted to be home. And the next day I got a call back, and I was told, "Great news! Emmanuel House!" I said, "Emmanuel House? What's that?" I'd never heard of it. Didn't need to know about it. I said, "Where is it? Don't worry, I'll Google it." And I did. But as I was pressing end on my phone call, this is without a word of a lie, Kathy, I was enveloped by a peace that surpassed all understanding. Emmanuel, God is with us. God had been with us every step up the way. God had carried us through our most difficult days. God had never left us or forsaken us. God was with us. And God would always be with us. I knew this to be true. Emmanuel House isn't just a home. It is a house of God. And when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we say, on earth as it is in heaven, and having seen the incredible work of the nurses, the PSWs, the administrators, and the incredible volunteers, I believe that Emmanuel House is the closest thing on earth that we will get to experience here on earth before we get to heaven. Last summer, on the evening of the 27th and very early into the 28th of July, Judy had a bit of a rough night. We cared for her as best we could, and finally she fell asleep around 2 a.m. And then I fell asleep too, and I felt a touch on my shoulder. It was 7:30 in the morning, and Louise, our nurse, said, "John, she's gone." And in that moment, I didn't feel grief. I felt relief. Judy didn't die, for in victory she had graduated. You don't die, you can't die if you have eternal life. Eternal life is just that, it's life eternal. It's a life that is forever and ever, amen. Emmanuel, God is with us. I am so incredibly thankful to the staff at Emmanuel House, to Claire, to Maria, to Ralph, to Crystal with a K. Thank you. And I am especially indebted to the nurses and the PSWs who poured their life out for Judy and for each of the patients and their tender care. In providing Judy with a safe transition from this world to the next, they were like shepherds. They were good shepherds. I didn't know anything about Emmanuel House the day before we went there. But now it is my sincere honor and privilege to be able to evangelize on behalf of Emmanuel House. Because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall never perish but have eternal life. To everyone at Emmanuel House, I say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Bless you. God is with us. God is with you. Thanks be to God.
Thank you so much, John. It's now time for